Very short podcast. As it turns out, I have to be in the car in 15 minutes and to get my stitches taken out in time. Stitch in time, as they say. This morning we had a nice kirtan, although it's limited how much still I can sing because I can feel it in the area, groin area, where I had the hernia operation. Anyhow, and we're reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is quoting the famous Mayavadama Satchastam shloka, and pointing out to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya how Mayavad philosophy is a concocted philosophy, a form of Buddhism introduced by Shankaracharya to mislead people from the path of the Vedas and to also turn them towards materialism. I'm just been reading Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's Vaishnava and Brahman, or Brahman and Vaishnava, and in there he makes this very interesting statement, which I thought to discuss at some later time in more depth. But the gist of it in relevance to Mayavad philosophy and how Mayavad is such an enemy of spiritual life of the absolute truth, is very clearly delineated in how he describes the entrance of the living entity into the material world. Anyhow, he makes the statement that the constitutional position or the original relationship of a living entity in the Tathastha region is one of neutrality or shantaras. And if from that position of Shantaras one doesn't develop a service attitude or a desire to actually serve the Lord, an attachment to serving the Lord, then one becomes indifferent. And from indifference, he says indifference is not the constitutional identity of the soul. Just as it may be tathastha by nature, but it can't stay in a tathastha region forever. It's got to go either in one way or another. Similarly, this bhava or this attitude of indifference is a temporary condition within which then is the seed of Mayavad impersonalism. And Mayavad impersonalism being an artifice ultimately leads then to falling into the material world. One becomes a Brahma, and then from there all other species of life. So the lesson that we learned from today's class was that we can't be indifferent to Krishna's service. We need to develop a positive attachment to serving the Lord and wanting to serve the Lord. If we remain indifferent, then we risk falling back down again into the material world. And the converse is that until we've actually really developed a strong desire to serve the Lord and situated in a service position, the tendency for impersonalism is still there. And for that reason, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, we're praying every day that Srila Prabhupada remove this tendency of impersonalism from within the heart. And how is it removed? It's removed by engagement in devotional service and by attachment to devotional service. So some thoughts for the day, and now off to the hospital, and from there to Budapest. It'll be quite a bit of a drive. Hare Krishna.